You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly and bravely take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, and I teach entrepreneurs and dream chasers to take action on the dream God put on their hearts. I empower go-getters to get past their stubborn insecurities so they can crush their goals, outgrow their fears, and create prosperity in their businesses and lives. It's time to rise and shine. Let's dive deep. Hey, y'all, you are listening to episode number 296 of the Confidence Podcast. That's right. We are closing in on 300 episodes. I almost can't believe it myself because you guys, what you may not know is I started recording this show when it used to be called a different show. So there are archived episodes that are secret. So if you're a binge listener and you've been looking for more, Go to my website under podcasts. There are 34 episodes that are not available in iTunes that are actually available on my podcast, on my website only under the podcast category. It's my very first show. And you guys, I started the show because I felt called to do this. And I'll tell you, when you follow your dream and you follow your calling, there's a lot of second guessing. There's a lot of self-doubt. There's a lot of thinking, who's even going to listen? And sure enough, worldwide, this show has been listened to. And it all started with me showing up, creating a little sound room in my bedroom closet to say, I'm going to show up. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but I decided to show up every week, every Tuesday. And now we're going on 300 plus episodes strong, but officially 296. And I'm really excited. This is a well-timed episode here. If you listen live, the recording is, we are recording in December of 2018. We're talking holidays, man. Here in the U.S., like the whole month of December, really November for us because of Thanksgiving, it is holiday central. And that's all exciting, except with that comes a lot of stress, a lot of expectations, a lot of, family expectations and family drama, and with Christmas and gifting, all the shopping and the chaos and the time management and the fun family memories you want to make and traditions. And it's the reality is that you got to fit it all in, and it's a challenge. So I think I'm really hoping and praying that this episode is going to be well timed for you in your life so that you can stop stressing out, because life is busy and life is always going to be busy. And you know, one of the things I mention often on the podcast here and in the College of Confidence and with my one-on-one clients is that busy is a bad word. Like, let's just call it another four-letter word because that's what it is. But as a description, as an adjective, as a way to frame life, life is busy. And I want you to get away from being concerned when it is or feeling stressed with it when it is, because the reality is that it is always going to be busy. And so one of the things I work with people on and with myself when I remind myself that I have an abundance of time and that I am designing my life and that I am choosing happiness, and that though my life may be technically busy and filled with lots of things, it is overflowing with awesomeness and good things. And so that being busy doesn't have to cause me overwhelm or stress. And that's really what we're going to dive into today. How to reframe how you think about the holidays. But if you're listening, maybe this is your listening and might be May. this is still relevant to you because life is always busy. There's always something going on that makes you feel like you should be doing more, or that you're having a hard time getting it all done, or you're just maybe stuck in overthinking, overwhelm, you're not sleeping well, and you're stressing yourself out. So you are hopefully going to get some really great takeaways for today on stress management, time management, and thought management, on rearranging your thoughts when you feel tempted to say, I'm so stressed out, I'm so busy, I'm so overwhelmed. Because what those thoughts do, they, even when I say them, as I'm saying them here recording, you can't even see this, but my body language hunches over. I slouch a little bit. Those are defeating the statements and defeating thoughts. And the things that we think, the things that we say, those are what are happening inside of us. They are an internal dialogue going on all the time. And we would be fools to think that our body itself doesn't feel its effects. You can see in body language immediately, but also how about health? And you know, the reason I, as a confidence coach, that I love talking about how we talk about ourselves to ourselves, how we talk about life to ourselves, how we have conversations with ourselves, is that your conversation with yourself is the largest, most ongoing, never-ending conversation you're going to have with anybody else in this world. And your conversation with yourself dictates your experience of life and where you will go with your calling and your gifting and your voice. And so our conversations with ourselves matter. They really predict our health. They predict our wealth. They predict our happiness. And it's one of the most fun parts about being a confidence coach. I don't just teach people to feel good, lose weight, feel great, speak up for themselves. We are changing the conversations we have with ourselves so we can change the quality of our life, but also the quality of our impact and our contribution to the world. It is awesome. It is so, so amazing what happens when we lock into the power of words. So specifically, there is your rant for the day. We haven't even introduced the show yet, y'all. This episode of Confidence Podcast, we are talking specifically about stress and how to reduce it in your life. Then we're going to talk about stress and this concept of being rebellious. And I mean rebellious in the good girl or good boy kind of way, so that you will be healthier and happier, really going counterculture and giving yourself permission to go, why not do it differently? And finally, we're going to close out with talking about deciding who is going to have the louder voice in life, you or stress. So before we dive in and before we highlight our reviewer of the week, I want to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by my free online confidence course, Quick Confidence Boost. This is the perfect mindset reset for you to do right now as you close out 2018 and you prep your mind to be as confident in your conversations with yourself as possible so you are prepared to thrive in 2019 for all that is to come. Get your free coaching course now at trishblackwell.com/quick-confidence-boost. And as a reminder, it is a 3-minute video. You got time for this is what I want to tell you. I know you are quote unquote busy, or as I would like to say, your life is full, but you've definitely got 3 minutes a day for me to come give you some love. I'm going to come give you a pep talk to your inbox for 7 days. And it's a great reset for your mindset. So you get that again at trishblackwell.com/quick-confidence-boost. All the show notes for the show, you might be driving, playing with your kids, folding laundry, running on the treadmill. You don't have to take notes. I think it's great to be taking notes while you go and while you listen to the show, but you can always get them. All my notes are for you, ready at trishblackwell.com/295. This podcast is also sponsored in part by my partnership with Beauty Counter. Beauty Counter is a beautiful B Corp company committed to getting safer products in the hands of everyone. If you are passionate about health and wellness and you're looking for a side hustle, you're looking to make an income and an impact at the same time, I would love to mentor you in the business of Beauty Counter. You can reach out to me, shoot me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com, and say, hey, teach me about Beauty Counter. Or try a Beauty Counter product for yourself and you will see that you will fall in love. You can shop for some safer beauty at beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. And again, that's beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. Now, our review of the week is from Eeyore Forever. And Eeyore Forever, maybe I'm choosing you because your review is great, but maybe I'm also choosing you because your reviewer name is great. I used to love Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh. I still do. Let's be real, but great username. And here's what Eeyore Forever said. Love this podcast. I found it by searching podcasts on the app and I'm so glad I did. Trish is inspiring, confidence boosting, and that encouraging coach everyone needs to propel them into action towards achieving their goals. I feel so inspired every time I listen to an episode. And Eeyore, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for saying that I am that encouraging coach that everyone needs in their corner. So now that we've stated for the record that I'm in your corner, I am cheering you on. Let's dive into how we help you reduce stress in your life. Now, before I go into the nitty gritty of this, how to stop stressing yourself out when life is busy, I also want to refer you back to episode number 257 of the Confidence Podcast, which again, you can go into your iTunes app that you're listening to now or on Stitcher Radio perhaps, or go directly to my website, trishblackwell.com/257 to get that whole episode. It's an entire podcast episode I did on stress as well. So if it's on your heart that maybe 2019 needs to be a year of no stress for you, I think that this is a great podcast episode to listen to. And then you go right back and listen to episode 257. And in talking about stress, first and foremost, you have to make a decision if you want it in your life or not. The reality is that we all have stressors, and there are things that we can control in life and things that we can't. And where stress comes is when we try to control the things that we can't. It's when we put too many things on our plate and we feel overwhelmed. And overwhelm happens when we succumb to a stress overload. Well, a stress overload happens because we often overcommit to too many things for a variety of reasons, whether we feel like we need to, whether we think that we have to earn our place and prove our worth, or perhaps because we are afraid to disappoint people and we don't want to set boundaries or priorities and say no when we're overextended. Or there's a strong possibility that we're stressed out because we're always busy, 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 and we're never recharging and listening to what our basic self-care needs are. I know for myself and my story with stress and my experience with it, I've fallen into all those categories before. And I made a decision, about 4 or 5 years ago, that I was done with it. I'm just done with stress. And that just simple decision was so freeing. I couldn't believe it really could be that simple. And I'm here to tell you that it can. I decided to live stress-free. And because I really realized that if there was one thing that was holding me back in my health, there was one thing that was causing me to emotionally eat, there was one thing that made me feel slightly anxious, that one thing that made me feel like I was never going to be enough, it was the self-induced stress. And that self-induced stress was a result of self-induced pressure. And I would propose to you today that if there's one thing that you could do to improve your health in 2019, it would be to reduce stress from your life. And detoxing stress, it's a decision and then it's an act of surrender, because stress has so much to do with control or our perceived act of control, that we think that we can manage things that really we need to let go of. And for me, one of the most helpful things in detoxing stress, aside from making the decision that I wanted to change how I thought and how I approach things, was to look for examples, because in all areas, success leaves clues. And I work with a lot of my entrepreneurs about looking at other businesses that are similar to theirs. And we work through what those businesses are doing to succeed and how we can learn from those and what clues we're seeing that we can emulate. Well, the same thing is to be said for a lifestyle that's lived beautifully. If you see someone who has mastered being chill, like not being stressed, not being swayed by overwhelm or the pressures and getting caught up in the hustle and bustle of comparison and competition, then that person's leaving clues. And that, I want you to study that person. For me, that person was my father. Now, if you know George Blackwell, you're going to be smiling and shaking your head, because there are a lot of things that George Blackwell does well. And there are a lot of things he doesn't as well, okay? So it was really empowering first for me to see my father in this different way. I always saw a lot of his shortcomings and things like, you know, he won't drink water. Everything I believe in fitness, he won't do. Like, it's infuriating. You can't make somebody exercise when they don't want to exercise or drink water. And, you know, he drinks Diet Dr. Pepper all day. It's terrible. And the reality is that I have been trying to get him to change for 15 years in this area. And get right, change has to come from the person. But let me tell you what, where George Blackwell does well is he doesn't let anything bother him. He is, that's probably why he doesn't care that he doesn't drink water. Like, it all makes sense, right? He is chill. He is a man who is committed to being present and just going with the flow. And now there are certain areas where, like I mentioned, this soda / water exercise versus living a sedentary lifestyle, things that I wish he would care more about. So there are pros and cons and there's a balance. But if I look at what he's doing well, is he takes a stressful environment and he just says, I think it'll work out. He has this optimistic expectation that I don't need to worry about it. It'll work itself out. He's the man who could sit on I-95 here on the East Coast for 5 hours and probably never get frustrated. Like, could care less that, I mean, yeah, he's bothered by the fact that people are cutting him off or people are driving silly and like you're sitting basically in a parking lot that's called a highway. But he doesn't let it stress him. Whereas I would go insane, like bananas. But he did that for his whole, he commuted really far his whole life in his profession. And I watch him and I basically started saying, what can I learn from him and how can I copy that? And I want to recommend that you find your George Blackwell. Who is it in your life that has the ability to say, you know what? I'm not sure how it will work out, but I feel pretty confident will. Like, how can you watch what they do and then just start mimicking? Because letting go of stress, the chances are you've been doing this your whole life, or being overwhelmed or overcommitting. And it's different than just deciding to be different. We have to start practicing new behaviors. So some of you know this, some of you may not, but I recently, as a 35-year-old adult, I got a tickling to start ice skating. And my friend Erin and I, who's a listener, shout out Erin, she and I are taking private skate lessons. It's fantastic. It's so exciting to learn how to figure skate at 35, right? It's humbling as well, because while we're in the rink, somewhere on the other end of the rink is like a 6-year-old doing a triple axel, and we are working on our backwards crossovers. But that said, we got some cool things we're doing too. We're doing some jumps, some hops, some like twists, like, you know, we're working our way up. Like, let me say that. But it's so exciting to be reminded that if I want to learn how to do something new, I need to learn from somebody who's doing it well, which is why I pay for an instructor. We watch our instructor, Lexi, and she does a 3-point turn, and she does these beautiful things in a way that we just aren't ready for, but she shows us the basics. She explains the move. She shows us how she does it. She makes it look effortless, and then we do it a bunch of times and fall. But then we go back and we practice, and we do it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. I go and I just go to the circle, like a little circle, do circle work on the rink, and for an hour, I will just repeat the same behavior. When I say same behavior, I mean, it's like 3 or 4 little moves, and then I go the other direction. I practice it from both angles, both directions, both my inner and outer blades on both feet, repeating literally the same thing over and over. And after a few times of doing that, usually 3 to 4 hours, so 3 to 4 different sessions coming in, I master it. But in that process, it's a lot of repetition. It's a lot of scuffing my toe pick on the ice and going, oh, and falling down. It's a lot of being willing to just be patient. It's a lot of messing up. It's a lot of experimentation. It's a lot of trying to think and then also trying not to think. And then it's also, when we are with Lexi, it's a lot of watching her do it effortlessly and say, ah, oh, hey, will you do that again? Hey, how are you doing that? It's asking questions and paying attention. And I would propose to you that learning from somebody who's mastered not stressing, who's mastered being chill, who's mastered not getting caught up in overwhelm, they are available to coach you too, by watching them, by repeating what they do, by practicing it, by looking at this. This is a skill set you are learning. This is footwork you are learning. And as you learn this footwork, yeah, are you going to trip over your feet? Yeah. Are you going to fall on the ice? Yeah. But you will master it if you keep watching, keep paying attention. And for me, I keep channeling my inner George Blackwell. And so I wanted to talk about how do you really do this, right? So you watch somebody who's doing well, but then you make the decision not to do it. Then you practice. But I think there's something that's like kind of boring. Like, I love going and doing these drills, but it's a little boring. So like, I'll time myself and then I'm like, all right, cool. Now you can do something fun for 5 minutes. And then I go back and I do my circle work and drill work. Same thing with piano. Like, I remember playing piano as a kid and I hated the drills, but I liked playing songs. So you do a mix of both. So I want to add some fun into this approach to not stressing when life is busy. And here's the fun. I want you to be a rebel. I want you to be rebellious in a good way. I want you to go upstream. I want you to kick the status quo in the teeth and go, why is the whole world stressing out? It is no coincidence that the more interconnected we are with technology, the more pressures we have in just normal social life, our normal professional life, our normal relational life, now we have this online life and reputation that we have to maintain. It is overwhelming and exhausting, and we are constantly in the spotlight, constantly comparing ourselves, and constantly on. And so one of the ways to be rebellious is to cut off technology sometimes. Turn off social media after 9 o'clock. That's what I do. Turn off the TV after 40 minutes. Tell yourself that you can get, like, read a book, get in the bath, recharge, take an extra hour of sleep, get a massage, do self-care things that don't seem practical. Because you know what's not practical? Stress. It's so funny. We make all the time to do all these things, all the things, all the things, all the things. And we think we're being really practical, but really when you overwork yourself, you underperform. And so I want you to be rebellious in saying, watching as the world around us is stressing out, trying to do more, trying to compete more and compare more and all of that goes with that. The amount of depression is on the rise. The amount of anxiety is on the rise. And the amount of suicides is on the rise. The amount of illness is increasing, and unhappiness. So you tell me, is the stress working? And that's why for me, it was a game changer for me to look around and go, how's that working for them? How was it working? Or I even asked that to myself. Hey, I'm so stressed. I'm so busy. I'm so driven. This is all good, 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 good. Is it good? Am I really happy? How's it working for me? It's a little scary to do something different. If you look around, this is what most people are doing. They're so busy. And we wear our busyness like a badge of honor. We wear our lack of sleep like a badge of honor. We wear our go, go, go as this badge of honor. And then we're stressed all the time. Oh, how are you? Oh, we're so stressed. Like holidays are coming. How are you? So busy. How's that working for you? It wasn't working for me. I can tell you that. And I stopped it. And when I stopped it, everything changed. And that's what I wanted. I want you to be rebellious in that way. I want you to say, I wonder what would happen. What would happen if I literally cut my responsibilities in half? What would happen if I let my kid dress themselves instead of wanting their outfit to be perfect because I'm seeing that my one friend whose kids always look cute? What would happen if we let go of some of these ridiculous expectations and pressures we put on ourselves that are causing us to be exhausted? What would happen if we just said, I'm done. I'm not buying into it. I am not buying into it. And so I want you to understand that when you say no to stress, you're actually going against what's normal, because it's normal to stress out, but it's also normal to be unhappy. So I want you to lock in and channel this inner badass of you, like of yours, that you are able to go upstream, go against the flow, and you will lead others as you do. The reality is that stress steals from you. Stress distracts you. Stress derails you. And a stressed life is not a happy life. It is, stress increases our cortisol. Our cortisol holds onto belly fat. So if you want to feel better in your body, don't stress. It's crazy. The answer to so many things are so simple. Sleep more, stress less. And what stress does is it gets us to a state of emotional, intellectual, and time exhaustion. Now, I don't know how many of you out there have young children, but I am in a season of littles, right? Baker is one. My daughter Ellie is three. You should see a one-year-old or a three-year-old when they're tired. And if you're in that season right now, you know what it looks like. Nobody wants to be around that. No one wants to be around that. And the answer, so I can look at Baker and he is just beside himself, fatigued. You know, it's like if he skipped a nap. I mean, crying, clingy, like just a bear, right? He's tired. Babies aren't fun to be around when they're tired. Babies aren't productive when they're tired. Babies aren't happy when they're tired. It's this clear basic human need. They need sleep, right? He sleeps a little bit. Even if he gets a cat nap, different child, amazing child, delightful child, engaged, curious, active, friendly, like giggling, like it's night and day. So we see that in children. How is it that we don't see that in ourselves? How is it that we get ourselves down, stressed out to the point of absolute exhaustion, absolute fatigue all the time? We live in a state of fatigue, and then we wonder why we don't feel confident. We wonder why we're not motivated. We're wondering why we just want to cry in a corner and drink a bottle of wine. Because we are exhausted. And so what stress does is it exhausts all of our energies. And yet we still think, oh, I'm stressed, but I can keep going. We think we're these machines that can keep going. And I want to remind you that you, just like me, were once a one-year-old. We're once a Baker. We were once a little Ellie, where we were dictated. Our energy levels, our happiness levels are correlated to the amount of sleep and rest and recovery and peace and presence we have in our life. And stress takes us out of that space. And so if there's one thing you want to do in 2019 to increase your confidence, to increase your courage, to increase your productivity, but really to increase your happiness and your health, it's stress. Let's stress less and sleep more. So I want to ask you this before we close out today's episode. Who is going to have the louder voice in your life? I really believe that stress is a state of fear. Stress is a state of fear. It's a fear of not being enough. It's a fear of needing to do more. And it's a fear that we've told ourselves that I got to go do, because then maybe I'll be valuable enough. Maybe then I'll be worthy. Maybe then I'll be skinny enough or pretty enough or noticed in it to be promoted. Or maybe that, we struggle to just sit and say, I am enough because I'm a child of God. And so there's fear. Stress is so often fear-driven. And I think it's really powerful when you realize that, that life is lived on a spectrum, especially confidence is on a spectrum of love and fear. And fear holds us prisoner. Fear keeps us stuck. Fear keeps the brakes on. Fear keeps us in a place of stress, scarcity, and stagnancy. Love is the strong voice. Love is the voice of action. Love is the voice of generosity. Love is the voice of going, of George Blackwell. I mean, I'm good. It's all good. Love is the voice of faith. And so I want to ask you, as you're thinking about how to de-stress, I know it's the holiday season, you want everything to be perfect, but you know what matters more than it being perfect? Conversations, connecting with people. The more connected we are as a human being, the more we are known by others and that others allow themselves to be known to us, the more confident we feel because we are connected and we are in community. That's what we're designed for. It's what we crave. It's where a lot of our confidence and joy can bloom from. And that doesn't happen when we're stressed. It doesn't happen when we have a scarcity of time or we're so busy that we can't be present. That's all fear-based. If you want to live confidently, you want to live in with relationship and community in a way that just brings you joy and makes a difference, you got to live in love. And you got to let love be the loudest voice. So how do you let love be the loudest voice? I would challenge you every time you're feeling stressed to say a couple of things. One, hey, I'm feeling stressed. Why? Oh, because I'm afraid of something. Identify the deeper why. Oh, well, right. So, well, good. I don't do fear anymore. I don't do stress anymore. I don't have to choose this. Hey, I choose to believe that it's all good. I choose to believe that it's all good. I choose to believe that I'm doing better than I think I am. I choose to say, hey, like, yeah, I did great today. Good job, me, right? And maybe I didn't get everything done I wanted, but I did great. I choose to believe that baby steps matter and I celebrate those. I choose to believe that I've got more than enough time to do what I need to do. I choose to believe that life is too beautiful to be wasted, stressed out, too beautiful to be wasted in fear. And so I want to ask you, who's going to have the louder voice in your life? Now, if you want to dive deeper and really detox stress and get connected in community, and I would love to invite you into more one-on-one coaching. I have some new coaching spots that are open up in 2019. So you can shoot me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com, if you want some info on that. But my most affordable way to get coaching to the next level, to really change how you think about life, change your mindset around abundance, change and really lock in and master your goals this coming year. And remember, it's not about the goal itself and your ability to do it. I know you can reach any goal you set as long as your mind is right, as long as you're choosing the thoughts that will keep your structure, keep your time abundance, keep you showing up, and keep your belief where it needs to be. I know you can do that. And I work with people on that in the College of Confidence. Get on the waiting list of the College of Confidence at trishblackwell.com/college. We are relaunching. Well, we have all of our members in there now, but we're doing something big in the new year. You just wait. It's going to be amazing. I can't even give it away. So you want to be on the list. Get on the list, trishblackwell.com/college. So that is where I wanted to close out today. Let me highlight our listener of the episode, and then I want to close you with a couple thoughts about stress. But before that, listener of the episode is Kate. Kate sent me an email and she said, "Hey, Trish, I just wanted to take 5 minutes out of my day to touch base with you. I've just read this wonderful email that you, and it really got me thinking as it really hit home with me." She's on my email list. So if you want to be on my email list to get weekly encouragement, just go to my website or shoot me an email and say, "I want to be on the list," and I'm happy to add you. I'm 25 years old, and I've spent 24 years of my life feeling like I wasn't enough. Hearing those exact things that society constantly speaks to us: you're not smart enough, you're not skinny enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not achieving enough. As you say, we hear things like this so consistently that it's a huge battle to break this cycle and realize that there's actually a whole different way of living your life. Oh, sister, like, amen. Oh, like, I am almost getting teary-eyed as I read this. This year has been a game changer for me. One random post on Facebook began a massive change in my life. That post was either from you or about you. One way or another, it led me to finding your podcast and downloading every episode available on iTunes and starting from the very beginning. You have honestly opened my mind not only to a new way of thinking, but also made me realize that there's a whole nother world I can choose to live my life in, a world that is educating, positive, and uplifting, and full of great and special people like those involved in your community. There is no way to describe the changes you have made in my life of the life of a fairly average 25-year-old girl living in the bottom of New Zealand. It's also hard to know how to thank someone who has been so monumental and pivotal in your life. But I wanted you to know, and I just wanted to thank you and hope you understand that you have turned on the sun for me in a life that was doomed to mediocre. Trish, you are, I'm fighting back tears, girl. You are a gift. You've made me challenge myself to raise the bar. Just strive for excellence, passion, confidence, and self-love. And my partner loves you for it just as much as I do. Please continue to be amazing. I still have a lot of your content to listen to before I'm caught up, but I love having your emails arrive in my inbox. If I gain as much confidence from the next 100 podcasts as I have from the first 100, I will be a self-love superwoman by the time I'm caught up on your newest episodes. Have an amazing day. Yours confidently, Kate. And my dear friend, Confident Kate, all the way in New Zealand. Girl, I hope one day to be out in New Zealand. And if I ever do a live event there, I hope that you come. This email brought me to tears. And I'm so just, I just, God is good. Like one random Facebook post got you and I connected and introduced you to a whole new world. And thank you for sharing that back for me, because there's times when I'm managing the fullness of what I want with my business and I'm thinking, how does what I do matter? And of course I have to fight that self-doubt. And I go, yes, it does, Trish. There are, yes. You show up and let God do the rest. And you just affirm that for me. So thank you for that encouragement back. And I cannot wait to hear how far of an impact, how much love you spread in the world, because you've made the decision to live differently and think differently. And you guys, we can all be like Kate. We can all say no to stress, no to business. We don't have to live the status quo, because the reality is it's not working for people. Let's be different. Let's be world changers. Let's be action takers, dream chasers, world changers. And it starts with how we think, and it starts with confidence and courage. Now, please love on a friend today. Share this episode with a friend. Share the show with a friend. But I got to let you know, when you share a podcast, a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know how to listen to a podcast. Be the good friend that says, here's the app. Here's how you get to the show. Here's how you subscribe. Also, you owe Trish a review. Here's how you leave a review. Selfless plug. And then just share with them and say, hey, tell me what you think of the episode tomorrow. Because sometimes we need a push. Sometimes someone's recommended the best book ever, and I just need them to ask me about it two or three times before I actually open it. Be that friend to somebody else. Help them listen to the resources that have encouraged you, sharing the books that have encouraged you. And let's make the world a better place together, one conversation at a time. Go out there today. Let's be stress-free. Be you. Be free. Thanks for listening. You can get more confidence resources at trishblackwell.com. If you loved the show, let me know by writing a review on iTunes and by connecting with me on the gram at @Trish_Blackwell. You can take your confidence to the next level for free by downloading my detox devotional. The detox devotional is 5 days of 5-minute devotions to inspire joy, infuse you with confidence, and help you own the truth that God loves you deeply. Now be more, be free, be you, and be here for next week's show. I'll see you then.